Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. More this week on the institutionalization of the church. Now, open up your spirit, my friend, and allow the Holy Spirit to open up your understanding of the critical truths contained in this teaching. Last week, we looked at a few more fundamental principles that will be present if the life of Christ is manifested in the local body of believers. Last week we looked at the third principle of the life of Christ, and that was the life of Christ is holy. Wow, let me say that again. The life of Christ is holy. Where the life of Christ is moving, you will find people repenting of sin and of unbelief and will be seeking God to live a life that is well-pleasing to God. Also, last week we looked at the life of Christ manifested in the church is the life of love. Wow, the life of love, which is the fourth fundamental principle. Now, this love is not a soulish love where people will do whatsoever it takes for people to feel good about themselves or be happy, but it is a love of dedicating oneself to the other in true service. And we briefly touched on the heart of the gospel. My friend, giving of ourselves is so that God could be glorified. Wow, so that God could be glorified. Not a benefit for us to gain from, oh no, but a benefit for God to be exalted in our serving and our giving. My friend, giving is at the heart of the gospel. Wow. We covered much spiritual ground last week, so keep your spirit open and we will see what the Holy Spirit has for us today. The mere fact is life grows. Let me say that again. The life of Christ is to grow. Life multiplies. The life of Christ is to multiply. It is a divine spiritual principle that it does this. If the life of Christ were truly in a church, that life could not be contained. No, it couldn't. But when the life of Christ is not, I repeat, not in a church, people try to fill that void of the life of Christ that's not there with the effort of religious flesh. Wow. And guess what? It is entirely possible to build big churches. Well, look at the mega churches out there that way. Lots of money and membership and fame, and that church might even do some good works. But the question for the true lovers of God will always be, is there the life of Christ in that church that's being manifested? To make a point, in the spring and the fall, churches in Sneed's Ferry, and I guess more in the south than in the north, have a spring and fall revival. They put signs up. They put banners on street corners. They put ads in newspapers announcing their spring and fall revival. Our guest speaker will be Dr. So-and-so from the district office or whomever. But what a waste of money, my friend. You know, if true revival was really happening at your church, you would not have to spend one red cent on advertising. Oh, no. People would hear by word of mouth, and they would come for miles, hundreds of miles, to hear the Word of God and see the life of Christ manifested. But no, all we have now is a week of additional services, they're called revivals, to burden the dedicated core members even the more. No revival, just more religion. So what is the problem? Why isn't the life of Christ in a church? Well, one reason it is because the life of Christ is not in the people. Certainly not in the leadership. You know, most churches do not know what they are missing because the religious status quo has been the spirit and the direction of the church going on back for generations. I have seen this in action in many, many churches I have attended and even some which I have preached in. One thing for sure, if you start teaching on the lack of the Spirit of Christ, that will be the last opportunity you will have to address the folks. So better to lay it all on the line than to walk away with some saved rounds. But this is a fact. The church is only as alive as the collective people that make it up. Let me say that again. The church is only as alive as the collective people that make it up. Wow. That's it. Life, the life of Christ, I repeat, cannot emerge from a group of spiritually dead people. Wow. The life of Christ cannot emerge from a group of spiritually dead people. Another sign that the life of Christ is not in the church is more subtle but just as alarming, that it is when the life of Christ is absent, the people talk about the Bible and about teaching, but little about their personal experience with Jesus Christ. I've attended churches where people spend hours studying the Bible and come up with insight and facts and new information, which is often mistaken for revelation, but that's a different point. But once the Bible study is over, they almost never talk about the Lord. There's something wrong here, my friend. If Christ is in us, then we are going to be caught up with Him. Now, it does not mean every word that comes out of our mouth will be about Jesus. No, that's not true. Or that we will not have to tend to everyday business. Oh no. But you know what I mean. When it's His life, God's Zoe, creative and sustaining life is moving in us, we will talk about Him, my friend, I promise you. Another variation of this same lifeless condition is when people get excited or disappointed about their church, but seldom about Christ Himself. This happens a lot. The church becomes the focus. Let me say that again. When this happens, the church becomes the focus and the thing, but not Christ. Now, this is a danger signal to you, my friend, and that you're off track. I once knew of a group of people who one day decided that God had called them to start a church. They plugged away for it for a number of years, and then because they had not grown at all, in fact, they had shrunk, they decided to disband. When asked why they quit, they replied, well, because our church did not grow. First of all, it was evident that God had never been in this attempt to have a church. Why do people think that they can start something like a church and hand it over to God and that He is obligated to bless whatever that we begin in His name? Paul in Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that He which has begun a good work, God has begun a good work in us, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. They, the group, have begun a good work and not the Lord. God is not obligated to bail us out of our presumption or thinking that we are moving in Him correctly, but in reality, we are wrong. You know, my friend, it is bad not know that you're moving, incorrectly in the Lord, but it is far worse not knowing that you do not know that you are moving wrong. Wow. And God most often does not tell us. He will not let us, He will let us run, down the road, off track until He pulls up. I mean, maybe for years until He pulls back on the reins to get our attention. I can speak of this personally, my friend. Presumption is far more deadly than sin. Jesus died for our sin, but not our presumption. Let me say that again. Jesus died for our sin, but not our presumption, which is an overzealous character flaw out from us not properly spending time with the Lord to get His direction for our life. And secondly, the answer to why this group disbanded betrayed their true motive for being together to begin with. They wanted to have a thing, that's in quotations, called a church. They wanted to run a church, be in charge. So when this did not happen, they quit. One might ask them, were you not gathering together? Were you not fellowshipping? Were you not preaching God's word? Well, if yes to these questions, I would then ask, what is the problem? In this case, you are the church, my friend, aren't we? And you are being the church, aren't you? But no, they wanted membership, and they wanted members, and they wanted money and power, and presumably the authority to run the show. My friend, a successful church is not one that has money or members. Let me say that again. A successful church is not one that has a lot of money or members. The need for these is one that we have created by ourselves by turning the church into an organization with bills. Rather, now listen very closely, my friend. A successful church in God is one that has as its goal Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. A successful church is one that has as its goal Jesus Christ. Now that church has ministry that builds up others in Christ. In other words, a church that is in God's will is alive and in Christ. Because the individuals are alive in Christ. And his life is governing, and this is the reason why you should have a church. Wow. Amen. Next week, more on the institutionalization of the church, and I believe that we will go ahead and start looking at dead religion. Dead religion. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. Just trusting this word is just blessing your heart, and you are getting it, and it is coming to help Christ be formed in you in a greater way. God bless, and we will talk to you next week. Amen.